been through hard things before. You have shown up when everything felt uncertain. When the ground shifted beneath you, you kept moving anyway. But something feels different this time. You're not just tired. You are not sure who you are on the other side of this. That is not a resilience problem. That is something else entirely. I'm Emily Rogers, and this channel is for capable women who are tired of carrying everything and quietly wondering, when is it their turn? We have honest conversations here, no fluff, no motivational language that evaporates by morning, just what is actually true about navigating this season. We teach women resilience. Bounce back, keep going. And I want to be really clear, resilience matters. It is necessary. Without it, none of us would still be standing. But here's what I've observed over nearly a decade of working with women through major transitions. Resilience gets you through, but it does not get you through with yourself intact. Resilience is a really blunt instrument for this kind of complex identity level change many women face midlife. You can be extraordinarily resilient and still arrive on the other side of a transition, not knowing who you are, what you want, or why what used to work no longer does. That gap, that space between getting through and getting through as yourself, that's where I do my work. Transition intelligence is the ability to think clearly, act with intention, and stay anchored to who you are when everything else around you is changing. It's not a personality trait, and it's not something that you either have or do not have. It's a capability. It's one that can be developed, practiced, and strengthened over time. I have watched it emerge in women who are arriving in my work completely overwhelmed. And I have watched it be absent in women who looked, on paper, like they had everything together. The difference is not intelligence. The difference is not experience. It's not even confidence. It's this specific skill of navigating transition intelligently. I want to share with you something that I have observed across all of the client work I've done. Over and over, the breakthrough does not happen in a session. It happens the morning after. A client of mine came to our group having started a business with three target audiences. She was finishing nothing for any of them. She left the session without a clear answer, but the morning after she wrote in her notes, "I will focus on one target market. I am spreading myself too thin." That one decision unlocked everything. Within weeks, she had a working website, she had a content system, and a business she could actually sustain. What happened in the session created the conditions for clarity. But the intelligence that recognized the answer when it arrived for her, that was transition intelligence at work. Through my time working with women in transition, I've identified four capacities that distinguish those who navigate change powerfully. The first is self-anchoring. The ability to stay connected to your own values and identity even as your external circumstances shift dramatically. It's the opposite of being defined by your title, your location, or your role. The second is intelligent shedding, knowing what to let go of as you move forward. Not all of it serves your next chapter. Some of it is weight that you've been carrying out of habit or obligation. Transition intelligence means being able to distinguish between the two. The third is strategic patience, understanding that clarity does not arrive on demand. The aha moment, in my experience, almost always comes after a hard conversation. Transition intelligence means trusting the process rather than forcing the answer. And the fourth is environment creation, knowing that you cannot think your way through a complex transition alone. The right room matters. The right people matter. Transition intelligence includes knowing how to create the conditions where your own clarity can surface. We are living through a moment where the pace and complexity of change that women are navigating, there's no real precedence for it. Career shifts that used to take a decade are happening in years. The expat world has changed. The business landscape has changed. The idea of a single career path, it's already a myth for most women. It has been completely dismantled. And yet we're still handing women the same tool. Be resilient. Push through. I think we can do better than that. And I think that women deserve better than that. My dad died in September 2021 during Auckland's longest lockdown. I couldn't be there with him. But before he died, we had one last real conversation and he told me to think bigger. Classic dad. Direct, loving, and not remotely interested in letting me off the hook. It did take me time after his death, working with a coach to understand what that meant. But what it led to is the leap to lead. Not just a new name, but a complete repositioning around the women that I was being called to serve. That experience, navigating that profound personal loss, building something new in the middle of the grief, and staying connected to what I valued while everything felt like it was shifting, that was transition intelligence. Not in theory, in practice. So what do I want you to take away from this? If you have pushed through hard things but arrived on the other side still wondering where you went, that's not a flaw. That's a signal. You have resilience in abundance. What you are now developing is something more nuanced. Transition intelligence, the ability to move through change and still arrive as yourself. It is learnable and it changes everything. Before you go, if you've been watching along with me for a while now, you know I always leave you with one question. And so today's question is, when have you been navigating major transitions in the past? What helped you stay grounded to who you were when everything around you was changing? What did you know that you have since stopped trusting? Leave that thought with you for this week. If this resonates and you're ready to talk about what comes next, I invite you to book a free conversation with me. Go to theleaptolead.com and you'll find the button on my website. I look forward to connecting with you.